Okay, now we're on level. We still have to finish up the agenda item if we're going to make a recommendation to the council.
You're right. It's not on the court.
About.
It's not on either.
Administrative rules and procedures, so.
I'm just sharing my thoughts on where.
And I noted it, and I asked Greg Lou to add that to his conversation when he talked to you. You did bring that up, some, we missed that. You should have caught that when we made the motion and thrown that in there, and I would have been fine, because I didn't make the motion, you did.
But that's something that I think we don't need StanTech's involvement with to have that kind of discussion and analysis. They just supply us the data and we interpret it. Would be my thought. So it doesn't have to be in the contract.
Well, you can have any kind of neighborhood meeting you want.
I was excluded from the citizen comment group when they were forming and I asked to be part of it.
If you call.
No, they didn't want me there.
If you call the meeting and get a meeting at, you know, in the hearing room or the library and call a meeting and invite Payne and Dolan and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You have the right to do that as an alderman.
I tried to do that within a meeting and everybody said they didn't want to have any more meetings. They just want actions. It never proceeded beyond that point, but I definitely could do that.
Well, it'd be worth a try again.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I will take that under advisement. I think it's a good idea.
But right now we're looking at, do we request to add a member?
We're talking about the ad hoc member?
Any member?
Well, we have to define it as an ad hoc member.
It can be just a regular citizen. It doesn't have to be an ad hoc member. It can be just a regular.
Or go citizen, ad hoc, and then advisory.
Non-voting,
yeah.
Advisory person. Yeah.
Because you would like a citizen to vote first out of all the choices. I'm assuming that's what we would like, somebody to fill out this board.
I would like the council to be able to make an appointment. I think it's more fair to the residents that the full council has that on their shoulders to make that decision.
What's to say that it would be someone from the district at that point, or someone that's concerned about it?
Well, that's no different. We know who the people are that are interested. You and I both know that. We've seen enough faces here.
Sure. All from District 5.
I can't help it if they're my.
Well, I'm just saying. This might not be a candidate then that would come from the council that is going to be someone that is acceptable.
I that one went over my head. Explain that to me.
If you're asking what are the ground rules for someone that would be appointed from the council, it might not be someone that is from the immediate area.
Unless you say that the council can approve someone who's solely affected by the blasting.
I don't think that'll fly, but you can try that. Because that to me is gerrymandering.
Gerrymandering.
I'm serious.
You're a monitoring committee. What are you gerrymandering? You're a recommending body.
You are not being vilified in social media.
Well, I don't see you being vilified in social media.
I am being vilified.
Oh, yeah.
And if other people seem to think that's very good, but I'm getting tired of it.
Well, maybe if you made a move on something that it felt like, and I'm offering you things to assist you, but you're fighting against me on it. These are things that I know your residents want because I've heard from enough of your residents. But right now, if your residents are sitting in the office, in the audience, they're hearing you not even accepting what I'm trying to offer you to take the vilification off.
That's your side of the story. I don't think I've said no to anything. I'm offering counterpoints.
Well,
whatever this group decides is what decides. It's not up to you and me.
Okay. Are you okay with supporting one of the mayor appointments as being a council appointment?
No.
Okay, so that's what I'm offering that I think your citizens would appreciate.
They didn't say that. You're taking an appointment away from the mayor. They're saying they would like an ad hoc member.
No, they're not saying. I brought up the ad hoc. They're not saying.
You're taking an appointment away from the mayor that's prescribed here. I'm saying I'd be willing to accept an ad hoc member.
I'm not getting anywhere with this. So let's just move on to the next item. Because I can see that you don't want to change it. And I've offered four different scenarios and
They're all Christians. They don't, so what I have to say doesn't make
any
sense.
Well, come up with your own then.
I have.
Make a motion. Make a motion.
Okay. My motion is that we ask the mayor to appoint, to make his appointment by January 1st. My motion also includes the fact that I'd like to consider an ad hoc member and have that brought to the council by January 1st to vote on, so that we can have an ad hoc member on this committee. I don't care where they come from.
But wait,
it would have to be an interested person.
The motion can't include all of that.
Why?
You don't care where they come from is what you want in the motion?
I'm not going to be specific as to anywhere.
Okay.
City resident.
So here's...
They probably will be interested.
Can we have a motion on the floor that has not been seconded yet?
I'll second it for discussion.
Okay. So my concern about the motion as it stands is that it does not give the council direction on how we would change the administrative rules and to do that. The council is not going to rewrite the administrative rules. We have to come to them with the sentence that would say, here's what the administrative rules would look like. So the motion should look something like this. The motion should be, and I'm going to try to get on what you said, motion to make a recommendation to the Common Council to have the mayor make his administrative rules procedure appointment by date, and to amend the administrative rules and procedures to allow under Section 5 a ad hoc or liaison position. That would be the motion that would actually make that happen, where the council would say, well, how are we going to change this? And
I'll amend my motion to include what you just said.
All right. Do you need that
need
to be restated, Frank, or?
Please.
Okay. Now, correct me if I don't get this right, because, okay. So the motion is to make a recommendation to the Common Council to amend the administration rules and procedures to add a citizen liaison or ad hoc committee member.
Can I just say that this committee makes that appointment?
I don't think that will fly based on my conversations with Jesse, but we could double check on that.
Because I have no problem with this committee making that recommendation as to who that would be. If
okay.
They could make that appointment.
All right. That, well, then you would say that the committee is allowed to move the name forward to the Common Council.
Okay, that's good.
And that the committee
be
allowed to move the appointment for confirmation by the Common Council. Because I think the Common Council would still have to do it.
I think you need to clarify ad hoc.
That's non-voting.
Well, ad hoc is a temporary committee.
Not necessarily. Jelly Renty's on Park Commission. She's not a temporary.
She's an ad hoc member.
Okay.
Yeah.
They made that appointment.
Okay.
It's a pretty much a whole seat. They amended the whole park procedures just for her.
Well, that's a good idea.
Just like we're going to do. Just like we're doing.
Okay.
And then the second part of that motion is to recommend that the mayor make his administrative
citizen
rules
appointment.
Procedure citizen appointment by January. And there's got to be a council date there. You can't say first because...
First is a Wednesday or something like that.
Well, this is 2019, I guess.
Okay, let me look at.
For council approval by the first meeting, what is it, the fourth or the third in January?
January 2020. I think it's later than that.
Well, January, the first meeting is right after New Year. So I'm going to guess the next meeting would be like the 7th of January. So you could just say by the end of January?
I'd like to have someone in place the first of the year on both sides. The ad hoc member as well as the appointment.
Well, it's going to take a while for the whole thing to go through council.
It's got 2 months in November, or two meetings in November. One of them is budget.
So, well, put a date.
Okay.
Based on the.
January 7th, or January, what is that date?
January 7th.
January 7th, okay.
So you could say the first meeting in January. That way, if it switches, you're not left out.
So we can, I mean, the whole thing for me is so we can function better.
Okay.
And I want you to know that is a huge compromise in how I think it should go, just so you know.
Me too.
I don't know, you pretty much got your way on that.
Okay.
All right, so that's the motion, and you made the motion, and you made the second.
Seconded as amended.
You seconded as amended, okay. Let's take a vote.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries. So regularly, we will need administrative rules and procedures language suggested and ready for the council packet for the next meeting.
Okay.
With our written recommendation.
Okay.
I can help you.
Okay.
With that council action sheet, or maybe all of our rules.
I'd be happy to.
God forbid who we get. This is God forbid who we get.
I know. I totally agree with you, Marge.
But then it's up to the council.
I think the citizens ought to be there for that meeting.
Yep.
I think they will be. Right? I mean, it's up to the council to vote at that point as to what they want to do.
Hope they all put their applications in.
I hope so, too.
I hope you get a lot of applications.
If Marge can get, shake the tree a little bit, and we can get some other people shaking trees, then maybe it's possible.
The pavement's already burning.
I just don't, you know, my thing is, I think it's already so mayoral slanted right now. I was trying to make it less that way, but we didn't really end up with that. All right, the next item on the agenda is review and discussion on matters pertaining to citizen complaints, blasting the editor from Payne and Dolan, and on Stantec City Consultants Corey monitoring activities and information. Regular, do you?
We had one complaint came to me from one of my constituents, and I think Clint was copied on a letter from someone saying that there was a long delay time before there was a response. I just was wondering if Clint wanted to respond to that in any way.
Well, let's have Ray give us a report, and then we'll come back to that so we can suspend the rules and all that stuff.
Okay, I prepare a report for the September and October. And regarding the suggestion by Alderman Barber, I have a correlation between the highest number of complaints for the event that occurred in September 23rd, that we received a total of 9 complaints. And even we receive a high number of complaints, the data is in compliance with the PDD limits. So if
How
you can
about
see.
That? They're always in compliance with the PDD limits, yeah. Okay.
So that was the blast that in the previous meeting that we have a lot of residents complaining about that blast on September 23rd. So I don't know if that fill your expectation.
Sure.
Alderman?
Along with, yeah, that's the kind of thing that if we have data like that, it'll start giving us some parameters. Like, it could be charted and graphed with this kind of data. You can actually do a chart saying,
yep,
this is where I'd like to see it going, saying we had a complaint on this day and the numbers were this on a graph format.
Okay.
What the limit was, what the, you know, what the Stantec was with the machine closest to the actual quarry, where the highest number was, I guess, would be the best thing, because that's where the houses are.
Well, okay. What would be helpful is these, do you have the dates of these 13 complaints?
Well, there's on the 26th.
23rd.
23rd, there were 9 official complaints.
Yeah, but the rest.
Right, the rest, no, but I can make a, okay, like a table.
Okay, because then that would be helpful. So,
okay.
The highest number.
If people saw data like that, this is the date the complaints came in, and these were the numbers on that particular
So what
date.
Happened on 9/23? So we have the blast, so we know the location of 9/23.
We have the location in the data that Stantec provide, but I didn't mention the location in the report.
Okay.
Right. I can make the location for the next report.
Sorry. And then the other complaints were what? Based on, that was 9 out of 13. What were the other 4?
The 26th.
We received, yes, another 2 complaints on the 26th. Even if we have the maximum ground vibration on the 26th, the maximum number of complaints was in the 23rd.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Is the seismograph located at 5800 West Allwood a Stantec seismograph? And that when it says NT, that means it was not triggered on those days? That was a whole month of not being triggered at 5800 on Allwood, except for one day on the 28th. Something's wrong.
Yeah, I might want to have him go check that one.
I will check with that. I will consult Mike about that.
Okay. Ask Mike about it.
Yeah, because I know sometimes the blast isn't strong enough there to trigger it.
Well, that's why I'd like to see Mike here. Mm-hmm. He kind of answered that for everybody.
Mm-hmm. You
know. So it says here they confirm 14 of the 16 blasts. Notes.
Okay, but what about that one that isn't being treated?
At the monitors looking at Allwood, PDD confirmed 2 blasts, 13%, while Stantec confirmed 1 at 6%. At the monitors at 51st Street, they don't confirm 16, and Stantec confirmed 13. So Stantec's blast on Allwood.
That's not Allwood, that's 51st.
No, this is 5800 West Allwood Drive. They said they did 2 blasts.
Okay, that one, yeah.
And Stantec only confirmed 1 blast.
But you were talking about the 51st.
Yeah, it says NT, no trigger.
That would be in your district.
All right, so you're talking about the 51st, because he said Allwood. So.
5800 West Allwood. That's at the pumping station.
There's nothing there?
No data.
I thought the pumping station was on 51st.
That's something different. This is the water boosting station right on the corner of 58th and Drexel.
That doesn't make sense to me, because that's right in the area where most things are being felt.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't that be being triggered? I hope it's not another faulty machine. But could you get that clarification by next meeting?
Yes, I will.
Let's see. This is all blasts were
so many
completed in the east central portion of the active quarry.
Why
adjacent
would there be so many not in keys?
I will ask Mike.
Is there any other comments about the sheets? Or?
Good catch.
Yeah, it's even confirmed on the last two pages. Vibratech 5800, not triggered, not triggered.
Maybe that's why Marge's complaints have fallen off.
You don't know how wonderful it is. I get my calls at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Do you have any other complaints that happened so far? Or?
We have not received any complaints recently, like I say.
Good job, guys. Mm. Did you hear that?
No complaints recently.
No complaints, so. Okay, so the next item is scheduled the next meeting.
We thought we did.
No, we didn't select a date. We were looking at council meetings, not committee meetings.
We were talking about Zantac being at our next meeting.
Yep.
Right, and we said we were going to look at the calendar when we got to the scheduled meeting part of the agenda.
Okay. 3 weeks, if you go the week before Thanksgiving, that's a short period of time.
That makes sense.
I won't be here. I already have a plan commission that I have to attend.
Then we get into December.
Unless we had it on Wednesday.
No, Wednesdays are not working. I already had to give up things for Wednesdays here. Did you want to do it a little earlier? Like, I'm looking at the wrong here.
Come on, boot up.
It would have to be Thursday the 14th for me. Unless you want to have the meeting without me, which is fine.
Would you trust us?
You're a recommending body.
Oh, okay.
And November, looking at
December,
the other...
The 14th, I've got two meetings back-to-back, starting at 5 o'clock, so...
November and December are going to be bad.
You have November 13th as planning committee? Are you a planning committee on the 14th?
No. Actually, I think it's on the 21st.
Yeah.
Planning commission, 21st.
Yeah. Yeah. We could do it before the plan commission.
20th?
The 21st. The right before the plan commission.
Oh, okay.
And that planning commission starts at what time?
8 o'clock.
7.
7.
So if we started this meeting at 5?
Sure.
Because I want to give everybody a chance. I want to, we go 2 hours, so. I'd suggest that.
Are you talking in November now, or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that would be the one where we'd ask Mike to be here for the contract, too.
And so would you decide on the 14th or 21st?
21st.
The 21st at 5?
That's still keeping it at late at night, so.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did everybody hear that?
I don't know.
21st at 5 o'clock?
I'm not going to be here the 21st.
You're not going to be here the 21st?
No, I'm back.
You're not planning?
No, that's a problem. But nothing I can do about that.
Well, then let's, how about the 14th?
Yeah, I can do the 14th.
6 o'clock, I'd have to miss a meeting, but that's not, this is more important than that meeting.
Okay, the 14th?
The 14th at 6.
All right.
So now you changed it here?
Yeah, Corey monitoring, 6 o'clock on the 14th.
Okay.
It's okay on my calendar.
All right, I got it.
So I can 6 make
o'clock
the first
at the 14th.
Sure.
That's like tomorrow.
Sounds good. Okay. Move to adjourn.
Second.
We need a motion for the next meeting date?
No.
No.
That's
okay.
That's just said.
Okay.
Probably, so.
We just say the committee set the meeting for 6 o'clock on the 14th.
Okay.
You second it?
Yes.
We have a motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or adjourned?